a farmer puts his seed onto a field, and it's got to land on good soil, hasn't it, to grow a crop. And if we're like the good soil, and we're not getting life in the way of listening to God's word, then we will grow a great crop for God, a great crop of being one of his people and being his people together. And then last month, I told you about that most exciting day in my life, didn't I? When I found this treasure. And we found out that this treasure that I found in my field, that I had to buy the field, you see, and it's mine now. We found out this treasure was like the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the best treasure in the world, and we need to find it. Now, what I did with that field in the end, I got the treasure out, and I've got it now. And with part of that money, I bought some pigs. Look, hello, this pig. Anybody know what this pig's called? Go on. Yeah, it's called Peppa Pig. She's a girl pig. I know this is Pepper Pig because if I sniffer, achoo! Pepper, you see. Do you like my joke? You're going to laugh? Yeah. No. Okay, I see. Well, anyway, I'm a pig farmer, and I want to tell you about a story. Well, not about a story, about something that happened to me a while ago. It's quite a sad thing, really. I was looking after my pigs, and this young lad turned up. And I could see that this young lad, he was quite rich, or had been rich, because he was wearing really, really posh clothes. They must have come from Marks and Spencer's. They were that posh. But they had holes in them, and they were mucky and grubby. So I could see he'd fallen on hard times. And I was chatting with him, and he told me that he was on really hard times. He didn't want to tell me too much about it. But I found out in the end. But anyway, what happened is he asked for a job, and he was a good Jewish boy, come over the border from Judah, and here he was in my pig farm, a good Jewish boy. They don't go anywhere near pigs, and he was so desperate for a job, he asked for a job feeding the pigs. So he was feeding the pigs, and he was doing it for a while, and then here comes the sad bit. I was going down to the pigsty one day to see how Pepper was. And I heard this boy. And he was practicing a speech. And he was saying this. He was saying, "Dad, I know that I treated you really badly. I wanted your inheritance so I could spend all my money now. But I've run out. Please, will you take me back? Please, please, please." He was practicing that speech, and I was hiding down behind the fence. I didn't want to get in his way. I didn't want to embarrass him. Anyway, I let him get on, and that day finished, and I went back the next day, and he was gone. The boy was gone. I don't know what happened to him. I've got no idea. I do hope he's all right. I really hope he's all right. But anyway, that's what I got to tell you today. I got no more to say. I wonder what you'd have done if you'd been the dad and received him back. He turned up. I wonder what you'd have thought. You'd given him all his money and he'd spent it all. What would you say to him? But anyway, there we go. Oh, I think you're going to sing again. I think you're going to sing a song. And I'm not sure what it's called, because what's he called? It's called Everyone Needs Compassion. Gosh, that's a good song to sing right now, isn't it? Because I know that boy, even though he'd been, I can't think of a polite name for him, even though he'd been one of them. Everyone needs compassion. Anyway, bye all.
Failing, let mercy fall on me. take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Light up, let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light up.
Please do be seated. I wonder if I could have my two brothers up the front, please. Here we go. We've got a couple of brothers coming up the front. Right. Well, we've got an older brother and a younger brother. Can you guess which one's which? You can. Joshua's the what? Joshua's the old brother, you reckon? I think it's the other way around, actually. Anyway, here's these two brothers. And in our Bible story, and it's a true story in the Bible in that Jesus told it, but it is a story Jesus told to make a point. Anyway, these two lads, they were working in for their dad in the family business, a farm. And the younger son, he came and asked his dad if you could have his inheritance. Now, who knows what an inheritance is? Go on. It's what you get after your dad dies. That is right. So how do you think the dad felt that the younger son wanted his inheritance now? What's he wishing for his dad? That he'd rather his dad was dead. Anyway, his dad gave the younger son his inheritance. Here it is. Here's his inheritance. And his younger son said, the older son looked a little bit miffed at this and went and sat down for a bit. He went and sat down somewhere, over there maybe. And the younger son said, "Wahey!" Well, hey, I've got some money and some Haribo. If anybody wants a party, come over here. Anybody want a party with Haribo in it? Come over this way. Because I opened it for you. Right. So, anybody else want some Haribo? Well, others can come forward if you want. And everybody was so happy because it was amazing. And they all stayed around with him and they sat down on the floor and had the most amazing party. The most incredible party. And he kept giving them out until it was all gone. Keep giving it out till it's all gone. And when it had all gone, come on, younger son, quicker. Come on, quick. Goodness me. And they were all, it had all run out. There's one left. There you go. Somebody over there have it. Right. So it all run out. So all of his friends started blowing raspberries at him. In fact, everybody in the building started blowing raspberries at him. They're not very loud raspberries. Come on. That's better. And the younger son had been very popular and suddenly had no friends. And all of his friends turned their back on him. And he wandered off. He went away and he found a job. And he found that job that Farmer John was telling you all about on the pig farm. But he came home to his dad, and his older brother was there as well. And he said, "Dad, please forgive me. Please forgive me." Now, grown-ups particularly, many of you will be parents. If you're not, you'll have had parents. So children, you'll have had parents as well. What would you think if you had a child who would rather you were dead because he wanted your money now, and then came crawling back? It'd be hard, wouldn't it? What would you expect the farmer to say to his younger son? What do you reckon, kids? What do you reckon the farmer would be in his rights to say? Kate?
Weird, and I'm not letting you be my son anymore.
Go away, and you're not being my son anymore. What do you reckon?
Tut, tut, tut.
Tut, tut, tut?
Tut.
Tut. Oh, tough. There you go. Deal with it. Yeah. This is about it, isn't it? But, you know, the farmer stands for God. And did you know that all of us have wandered away from God? We're made in God's image. And if we, none of us were born Christian. None of us. So we'd all wandered away from God, because we're made in his image to be like him, and we'd walked away from him. We'd walked away. And if we've come back to God, God has welcomed us with open arms. He loves us so much that even though we've said, "Up yours, God," he will welcome us home. And there might be one or two here who haven't yet come back to God. Did you know? And that's a great thing to do. He is looking for you like the farmer was looking for his son. But he came home and there was the older son. And the older son was really cross, really angry. And he said, "Get out of here, you younger son. Go away. I've been working here and you think you can just come back? Goodness me, I said, you'd have thought that would be the right thing to say, wouldn't you? Sling your rook again. Get off." But the dad had welcomed his younger son home. Mwah! And had welcomed him home. This is my son, by the way, if you didn't know, just in case. nobody fill out a safeguarding form. it's all right. The dad said to the older son, he said, "You got to welcome your son home. My son home. He's your brother." And the older son called the younger son, "Your son, not my brother." And you know, we can be a bit like that, can't we, as Christians sometimes? That we can find it quite hard when somebody we know who has publicly wandered away from God suddenly comes back. Maybe one of your friend's children at school, who maybe somebody who bullies you or is nasty to you or laughs at you for being a Christian. If they become a Christian, it's really hard, isn't it, sometimes to trust them as a Christian. It's hard to be, it might be great that they've stopped being mean, but it's hard to welcome them in to the Christian family. But if God can welcome them in, when they've said, go away, God. If he can welcome them in, we can, can't we? Whether we're a child or a grown up, and we can praise God for a new brother or sister. So, older brother, go and sit down. Think about what you've heard today, please. So the younger son's come home, and this is a great thing. And just like in last month's parables, there was some praising God in heaven. There's praising God in heaven when the son comes home, who's asked his father for forgiveness. Just like when somebody who's wandered away from God comes home and God forgives them and welcomes them back into his family. What a wonderful thing that is. Did you know how much rejoicing there was in heaven when you, if you're a Christian, which would be most of us, became a Christian and put your trust in Jesus? How much rejoicing there was. Even if you'd been a rampant atheist, even if you'd been trying to drag people away from God, there is so much rejoicing in heaven when you come back to him. What a wonderful thing that is. Let me pray. Father, thank you that even though we were far off, you called us home to yourself and we came. Thank you that you welcomed us home, however anti you we had been, however against Jesus we had been, however much we laughed at him, however much we hated him and his people, you forgave us. Please would you keep us always so grateful and so joyful at that. And please would you draw others into your family too, even those who are far off. And Father, I pray for anybody here who hasn't yet come home to you. Please would they do that today, knowing that you will accept them, whatever they've done in the past, just like that farmer accepted his son back, even though the son had wished him dead. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to sing once again. And we're going to sing of the fact that we all need, every single one of us, needs a saviour. Let's stand to sing when the music begins. Mighty, mighty Saviour we have. Please do be seated, and Sunday groups are going to come and lead us in a time of prayer.